righteousness. You gotta seek me first. I want to say that enough. And my righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna add some stuff to you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You seek. Now seek. He says, seek me first. Seek me first. Seek the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God is God's rule over your life and mine.
Yeah.
Now, that's not the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yeah. Don't let nobody tell you the kingdom of God is heaven.
Right.
Because heaven is not a kingdom, it's a place.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Did Jesus say, I'm going to prepare a place? He didn't say, I'm going to prepare a kingdom.
No.
Yeah. Now, Facebook can tell you he's going to prepare a kingdom. But the Bible tells you he can't bring a place. Y'all better work with me. I'm almost done. He says, seek you first the kingdom. So what is it? The kingdom of God, once again, is God's rule over my life. Because where there is a king, there is a kingdom. And God is our king, and he operates a kingdom. And when you become saved, he puts you into the kingdom. Now he says, I'm going to rule you.
Stay in the Bible because I get out of my mind sometimes. All right, God, help me stay where I need to stay. Stay focused, Carl. Stay focused.
All right. So the kingdom of God is God's rule over our lives. And God says, when you accept my son into your heart, not life, stop telling folk to receive Jesus into the life. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says in Romans 10:19, if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, because that's what has happened to most folk. Most folk have received Jesus into the life and they're going straight to hell with a life change. God says, I want your heart. Says, give me your heart, not your life. Because what he says, if I understand the scripture correctly, he says, I come to give you life. I don't need you to give me mine. I want yours. I don't want it. What I want is your heart. And I come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. When God comes into our heart, then we have to have a passion for the things of God. Touch your neighbor and say, are you passionate about Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Touch your neighbor and say, are you passionate about Jesus? Because if you are aggressively fighting for Jesus, if you are aggressively fighting to keep your faith, if you are aggressively fighting for the things of God, I mean seeking him with everything you got, he says, I'll add some stuff to it. Paul had an experience that I've been praying for you. He had an experience. You know what Paul says in Philippians? He said, the things that I thought was gain to me. Am I in the word? He said, the things that matter to me, the things that was important to me in this life, my money, my fine purse, my cause, my position, who I am, my home, those things that matter to me. He says, when I sought after Jesus, I had a change.
Yes.
He said, because those things that I thought was important, that I lost them, but I gained Jesus. I lost them so that I could gain Jesus. Can I put a pin right there and tell you something? Until we lose some stuff, we can't pick up Jesus. I'm sorry. You got to lose some stuff in order to fit. We're trying to get Jesus to come on board in our mess. And God that I'm preaching about now, I'm not talking about any God. I'm talking about one of the Bible. Because some God about to deal with your mess.
Yes.
Some of y'all must deal with my mess. I'm talking about the woman of the Bible. Can I make it clear?
Yes.
In fact, let me narrow it down a little bit more. I'm talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus said, I ain't coming until you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. He says, you got to, why can't we have the mindset? Paul says, I count those things as dumb. Now, don't tell push me that because I'll say the real word. Y'all know what dumb means. He says, I count those things as dumb. So that I may gain Christ.
Yeah.
You might have the word.
That's what he said. I'm preaching Facebook. I'm preaching the Bible. He says that I may gain Christ. I count this as dumb. But when you seek after Jesus Christ, when you seek after him, I'm talking about aggressively seeking after him. Many times, if we don't understand this principle, we are waiting on God, when in reality, God may be waiting on us.
Yeah.
Because until you've had that conversion, you will sit and wonder, Lord, why have you not been fair to me? Because if you don't understand this principle of conversion, it will get you to a point where you're wondering, why are you blessing them, but you left me alone? You'll get to the point where you begin to question the reality of God and say, Lord, you know what? I've done the very best that I can. But it looks, if you have left me out, it's some things I've been praying for a while. Why have not you given me those things? I'm still waiting. God might be saying, I'm waiting on you. You're not waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. Because once you lose some stuff, once you aggressively, once you aggressively grab a hold of me, I'll add, but you got to seek me first. Because if you look around, most of us, we seek other things.
Yeah.
And I know I'm right about it because look around at the people. If God was number one, because I love you, but I can't take the truth.
Yeah.
If God was number one,
Bible
study would fail. If God was number one, that's what he said. He said, seek me first. He said, I ain't right.
Yeah.
If God was so after aggressively, church would fill up. If it's raining, I'll say if it's snowing, it would fill up. If God was being sought after first, he's got to be sought after first. See, you can't get other stuff and then bring God on.
All right.
There's nothing in the Bible that says that God follows.
Uh-huh.
Not in the context in which I am preaching.
Right.
But God called us to follow him.
Uh-huh.
In fact, God said something to the disciples that bothered me.
Uh-huh.
As soon as Johnson, he said, Carolyn, he says something in the Bible that I struggled with when he called the disciples. He called them, and this is what he had the nerve to say to them. He had the nerve to say to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Now you see that they're trying to tell me that in order to follow you, I got to deny me. You either won't do it or you won't follow me. Why do you want me to deny me? Because if you're trying to follow me with you, we're going to have a problem. Because there is going to be a conflict between you and I. Because I'm not going to go where you want to go. I'm not going to go. Because you're going to take me to some places where I don't hang out.
Yeah.
I don't hang out in your jealousy. I don't hang out in your... I got to wondering about that. I said, here we go with some other stuff. Here we go with some other stuff. Sister Rouse, here we go with some other. Now you talk about pick up my cross. Yeah. what does that mean? Pick up my cross. Well, when I deal with all of that, when I do some research, I discover something. My Lord and your Lord and Savior died on the cross. Then what do you want? What you talking about? Carter, if you're going to come after me, you got to do two things. Number one, you got to deny yourself. Number two, you got to pick up your cross. What do you want me to do with the cross that I pick up? You got to nail yourself to it every day, because as you step on you, since the cross is a place where our Lord was crucified, come on, every day you got to hang on the cross, because there's some stuff in your mind that's going to cause you to get away from me. Yes. That's so God, my God. Why? Because when you sin, you got to use a fire part to do it.
Yes.
But if you nail yourself to the cross, then that means you are dead. And when that thing that want to do the wrong thing raises up, you got to tell it, I killed you. Y'all got to say something to me. I killed you this morning. You can't rise. You can raise your other hand. Because I killed you this morning. And you're not going to get me off track to my Lord. Because in order for me to follow him, I got to deny him. Am I in the Word of God?
Yes.
You got to follow me. You got to follow me. Watch this. You got to follow me. You got to follow me. Watch this. Watch this. You don't have to tell folk. Watch this. Watch this. What do you believe about God? When you're seeking after God, my question to you is, what do you believe about it? Because what you believe, watch this now. What you believe about God. Because what you believe about God will begin to line up with your faith.
Amen.
See, if you believe that God is supreme ruler of the universe, you ain't got to tell nobody, you know, I just believe God. You're going to show up in your life.
Yeah.
I couldn't get much right there.
Yeah.
See, I get upset with folk, and it's not about me, but they don't take much to upset God. It don't ever take much. That's why God said, no, you got to deny that, because anything that's an issue, you guess it does, God, you know. But it bothers me when folk got to tell you they're a Christian.
Yeah.
If you are a Christian and you believe that you are a Christian, it'll show up. In your life.
Yeah.
Anybody got to talk about why you're here? You gotta say no to that. It'll show up. It'll show up for you. You don't have to tell nobody I'm a preacher. Just preach. You don't have to tell nobody I'm a choir member. Just sing.
Oh Lord.
Because we're so big on titles. We want to be recognized. But let me tell you something. Who you are will show up in your life.
Yeah.
You can't, if you're aggressively following God, folk gonna see it. Folk gonna see that there's a passion for the things of God.
Yeah.
There's a passion for the things of Christ. You don't have to put it on a sideboard. You don't even have to make a post about it. The way you live.
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Can I get a witness of you?
Amen.
Does that mean any of us living a perfect life? Because that's awful true.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
But when you cut the fool,
yeah.
There's something on the inside of my mind that says, now you know.
That's
you know how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good, I'm almost through. I don't know. I don't know if this is a good instruction to you, but that's all I got. Go ahead and give it and say, yes, Carolyn, I'm going to use this. You know how it is when a good parent that has raised their children godly, and that child get off track, that parent then goes to that child and say, you know, I didn't teach you that. You know, that's not what I told you.
Right.
You know, that's how,
Can I say that?